I am the cock of the walk. I am the man that can walk down any street, anywhere in the world, and say that I can beat any man in the world and have the guts to back it up.
Laugh with me, buddy. Jest with me, buddy.
10 pounds of pure gold. Come and get it. Come and take your beating.
Don't ever let me start feeling lonely.
Right here is symbolic of what it's all about. This is the world's heavyweight title. And when I say this, I mean it in all sincerity.
Don't ever let me start feeling lonely.
The world's heavyweight title. Held by Harley Race, not once but twice. Over half of my life devoted to what I do better than any other human being in wrestling.
Talk to me, buddy. Stay with me, buddy.
I am not going to allow any human being.
Don't ever let me start feeling
to insult me or this. When I say that, I mean it in dead sincerity. When I walk in that ring, I'm walking in there as world's heavyweight champion. I'm walking in there to defend what I hold probably more close than any other man has ever held.
Laugh with me, buddy. Jest with me, buddy. Let's not let her get the best of me. Don't ever let me start feeling lonely.
This is my life.
Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you alongside our partners over at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet wrestling news site. I'm Matt Kuhn, a fan, a normal fan, just talking to the other normal fans out there about wrestling. This is your daily dose, your tidbit, your little nugget of wrestling for the day. Not everybody has time to listen to long podcasts. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. For those of you that don't, this one is for you. And make sure to check out our t-shirts you can get. I'm a Matt Kuhn guy. You can get FMK, all kinds of different shirts over at podcastsuperstar.com, the only domain name bought just to trigger the trolls. It's been a great week. It's been a busy week. Shows every single day. Yesterday's show is no exception. We talked about the impossible task of how to make Seth Rollins cool, and I think I figured it out. So take a listen if you haven't already. Matter of fact, listen to all the shows this week. Take less than an hour of your time. You'll catch up on a week's worth of wrestling. We also talked about CM Punk and AEW and the generic cliched ways they could bring him in and an idea I had to bring him in. I'm not saying they should do it exactly that way, although I think it would be awesome. But I do know that's the kind of outside-the-box thinking that would maximize that kind of situation. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about a little bit of Harley Race, and we're also going to talk about a possible opportunity to change the entire wrestling industry in one match in a week. Stay tuned to Total Engagement. It was announced today that Harley Race had passed away. Harley Race, of course, NWA World Champion. He was a little bit before my time, but I've heard so many stories about him from people I've interviewed, from people I know, and also watching him win his later days in the NWA, and then when he joined WWE as the King and a manager. He is one of the all-time greats. He is the greatest wrestler on God's green earth, and even as a kid, I was a little bit scared of him. Even as a kid, he came across as credible, And even later on, when he was managing guys like Sid and Vader, you could tell that this guy was legit incredible. And a lot of people think that's what's missing in wrestling these days. Rest in peace, Harley Race. You are one of the all-time greats. And even though, like I said, he was a little bit before my time, when I saw him wrestle JYD or Hulk Hogan or any of the squash matches, I remember recognizing this was a guy who was giving his all. And I know he'll be missed. And I hope you enjoyed the musical tribute to Harley Race we had at the beginning of the show. It's going to be accompanied by video pretty shortly, so look out for that. Of course, the talk is all negative about WWE these days. The ratings, the attendance, the overall attitude of the fans, and the demographics of the fans all look to be not in the favor of where WWE is going these days. But they have a chance to turn it all around in one match. Of course, the match hasn't been announced yet, and we could have an entire show on why they're waiting on Goldberg versus Ziggler for 6 days before the event, and why they're waiting on Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns 6 days before the event. But apparently that's the match. And I think that match, Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns, presents the best opportunity to really change the landscape of wrestling in the WWE's favor by executing one of those hotshot things. All of us fans, we always think we can book, you know, and so we go, let's form a big faction, or let's have a double turn, or let's have a surprise. So I apologize because this qualifies as that. So I do apologize because this definitely qualifies as that kind of pie-in-the-sky booking, but it just makes too much fucking sense. It is time for a double turn. The fans are ready to cheer Daniel Bryan, and the fans have been ready to boo Roman Reigns. Of course, people were hesitant to boo Joe because Joe is a really courageous guy who had leukemia, and he left to fight it again. It's affected his life. He seems to be a really stand-up, really courageous, really guy you can look up to. Also, a great wrestler. But we're talking about Roman Reigns. We're talking about the fictional character that everybody's been begging to turn heel forever. Now is the time to do it. Imagine the double turn that can take place. Because what's going to happen is they're going to wrestle, and the fans are going to start cheering for Daniel Bryan, and the fans are going to start booing Roman Reigns. And for me in this match, this could be a tipping point for Roman, where he starts more and more getting offended by the fans. He finally, not so much he snaps, but a gradual thing towards the match, where his wrestling style, his aggressiveness, and his demeanor all lend itself more and more to getting booed. So by the end of the match, Daniel Bryan's having a comeback against the ferocious Roman Reigns. Is getting cheered and cheered and cheered. Roman does something despicable. Daniel Bryan might fight back, but Roman's got to win, probably in decisive fashion at the end, probably with cheating, and we have our double turn. Roman Reigns being a heel is money in the bank. He's born for it. A lot of us who've watched wrestling a long time look at that guy and say, oh my goodness, if he was a heel, the money he could draw. Daniel Bryan is a real-life babyface. He's not a real-life heel. He's a real-life babyface. He could do the Make-A-Wish stuff. He could be the spokesperson. He could be the face of the company, at least for the couple more years. They got him signed. They got him signed a good contract. He's going to be around for a while. In addition to that, maybe we can explain away that horrendous abomination of a SmackDown angle by stating that Roman Reigns set it up. Roman Reigns set it up, and he's been setting us up to gain sympathy. Now, of course, the leukemia thing is a bit problematic because no one wants to boo somebody like Roman who's shown such real-life courage. But I think a solution for that is Roman on screen separating Roman and Joe. When I had leukemia, y'all supported Joe. And Joe thanks you. But Roman Reigns hates your asses. You won't give me a break. You won't cheer for me. I did this and I do that and I did this and I beat The Undertaker and I fought Brock Lesnar. And you guys cheered when Brock Lesnar's beating the shit out of me. You guys booed me for 10 straight minutes after I beat The Undertaker. I appreciate what y'all did for Joe, but what does Roman Reigns have to do to earn your respect? In Philadelphia, I won the Royal Rumble. I didn't get your respect. So Roman Reigns is sick of this shit. He's sick of you, and he's certainly sick of a guy like Daniel Bryan, who has no business in this business. Take a look at him. So on and so forth. A great opportunity for an impactful double turn that will change business as we know it. I'm in favor of it, and I want to hear what you guys have to say. Go over to our Twitter page, which is at Total Engage Show. We changed the name. Or head on over to Facebook, facebook.com/Total Engagement. Let me know what you think. Please subscribe, download all the shows, give us some great 5-star reviews. The trolls are still out there working against us. Part of me thinks I should have never taken that gig, but that's ridiculous. It was a net gain overall. But the trolls are out there, so if you can counteract some of them, and make sure to tell all your friends about Total Engagement. We are growing a huge, dedicated, engaged fan base, and I can't wait to see y'all over at StarCast. And for Total Engagement on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by WrestleZone, this is Matt Kuhn. We'll see you tomorrow.